August 24th, 2021, month-end meeting at 6:45 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
And we have with us council members Van Tassel, Hogan, and myself, Supervisor Kuzmin, and we're also joined by attorney for the town, Carl Littner. And we do have we got signatures on all of the items for discussion?
Yes.
All right. So we will need a brief executive session for the purpose of discussing terms of a contract with the zoning administrator for town road. So somebody can move to the executive session.
So
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Shouldn't take too long. All right, we're back in open session. For the record, we did not take any action in executive session, and we're wrapping up the live meeting. We do have one voucher, which I believe has, after discussion, has all necessary signature. It does. And it is voucher number 817 from the LA Group PC in Saratoga Springs. And the voucher was for a total of $5,280, which exceeds the maximum amount of the contract. So if the board is in agreement, I would entertain a motion to deduct $1,770 from $5,280, which keeps us within the terms of the contract. And I will suggest to Mr. Martin that he submitted a change order to contract for the remainder of the amount due on the
budget.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
And we have one more voucher for Highway Department for mowing of the dome, the landfill.
So I'm going to ask that that be held because I do have questions because the amount is significantly different from last year and how the superintendent is not in attendance.
Okay. Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular town board meeting for August 24th.
2021, and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And let the record reflect that we do not have council members Noonan and Donahue with us this evening. Everyone, please rise for the pledge of allegiance. Pledge of allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We only have one set, which is for August 10th, 2021, and there is one minor change on those that are present. Spelling of Stephanie Bitter's name, first name should be S-T-E-F instead of P. So we will table those minutes till the next meeting. Because we had, we will not have enough individuals to approve it. So, future meetings and workshop. This Thursday we have already scheduled a workshop that commences at 6 p.m. On the draft solar law. And we will also need to schedule a special town board meeting for 5:30, which will probably result in going into executive session immediately, with action to be taken after the executive session. So I'll make a motion to set that.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Entering the agenda is the COVID-19 update that we provide twice a month. And just briefly, the positivity rate for 7-day rolling average in Saratoga County remains steady, as similar to what I reported at last town board meeting at 4.5%. This characterizes Saratoga County as a high transmission rate, which many counties are facing right now. There are presently 14 active cases, positive cases in the town of Monroe, and in the village has 9 active cases. The very good news is that as we continue to get our residents vaccinated, the percent of the population of Saratoga County that are age 12 and older that have received at least one vaccine dose is now 82%. And the percent of the population that are 18 and over that have received one dose is 83%. So the County Public Health Department continues to do a great job in making sure that the vaccine is readily available to our residents. And along that note, I do have announcements for upcoming vaccine clinics. And this has been sponsored by the Saratoga County Public Health Service. Wednesday, August 25th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., residents can receive a single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine at the Saratoga Regional YMCA, which is the Malta branch. You can also receive the first dose Pfizer vaccine from the Saratoga County Public Health Safety Building on Thursday, August 26th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., as well as 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the return date will be September 16th. Also, the same vaccine is available Friday, August 27th. Same hours, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. with the return date being September 17th. The third dose Pfizer clinics are being held at Saratoga County Public Safety Building on Wednesday, August 25th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. But these are for severely immunocompromised individuals. Similarly, that third vaccine clinic will be held on Thursday, August 26th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. For the same criteria, as well as Friday, August 27th, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Again, that's for those that are severely immunocompromised only, and those would be individuals that are receiving active treatment for a solid tumor or hematologic malignancy. They have been received a solid organ transplant and are taking immunosuppressive therapy, or they're receiving a CAR T cell hematopoietic stem cell transplant in 2 years of transplantation, or they have moderate or severe primary immune deficiency, such as the DiGeorge syndrome or Wiskott-Albrecht syndrome, or they have advanced or untreated HIV infection. And finally, active treatment with high dose of corticosteroids. So I recommend that anybody going for the third dose check with the county's website webpage, which is at www.saratogacountyny.gov, to make sure that they fall in those immunocompromised categories, as well if they need more information on the sites that are offering single dose vaccines and first dose. So that's what we have on that. Water Department, agenda item number four. First item is, I'm pleased to report that our water superintendent has decided to stay with us just a little bit longer, so his retirement date will now be October 29th, 2021, which means his last day working for the town will be October 28th. I thank Jesse for working with the town, gives a little extra time to move forward in finding additional individuals to assist in operating our water and sewer department.
Thank you.
Also, in the water department, I know the water committee has been working with Mr. Hewlett, who is the new owner of the Pines Bubble Home Park. And this issue was addressed at a board meeting 4 weeks ago, I think. Well, I should say discussed. And there has been new information that has come to light in relation to water usage, which was very high at one point per month, getting up to over a million gallons for the month. And the good news is, it's my understanding that the leak has been found, has been repaired, it was on private property. However, with us this afternoon, or this evening, we do have Mr. Hewlett, who wanted to address the board briefly in relation to seeking or addressing what is going to be a very high water bill. So, floor is yours, Mr. Hewlett.
So, yeah, I think it's not necessarily going through this. We don't have to go there and try to find stuff. It's mostly the bills that I got from the town and like that, because there's a couple of incentive bills that came through. It's not easier for everybody to have a copy of it in front of them. The simple summary of my argument as it relates to how the bill is currently sent to us, or is currently sent to us, is that we... I would like to think that we were really diligent once we were really confident that we actually had a problem, which I've written down in the timeline is July 29th, which is the day that Jesse was able to get someone from Ashton to come out here and double check the calibration on the meter that was there. We had a lot of conflicting data prior to that with multiple different meter installations that said we had a problem, maybe we don't have a problem, when we do have a problem, maybe we don't have a problem. So there's never really a point where we said, okay, we absolutely have a problem until July 29th. On August 17th, We had invested a small fortune, and we got the problem solved. It was a fortune that I was trying to avoid spending if I was looking for something that wasn't there. So there was a long period of time when there was a tremendous amount of water that was consumed through the community, but we weren't really that confident for sure that it was being conserved. And you can see, I gave you a spreadsheet here. It kind of shows historical data, consumption rates over the last 4 years that was provided to me by the town. So we acquired the park on February 28th, just to give you a short timeline. So our first bill as the new park owners was March 30th, which we got, let's say, April 2nd or 3rd. And Jesse called up, and Lisa from the town office called up and said, I think you have a problem. Because what is historical usage of somewhere between 50 and 100,000 gallons a month, this month was 800,000 gallons. And it was odd that it happened the very first month of our ownership. And so Jesse, and I'll say this, Jesse has been tremendously helpful through this entire process. He's probably been over the pines 15 times trying to help us ferret out this problem and be confident that we have a problem. And we got thrown a curve in the middle of this. When Jesse was out at one point, Christian, who was in that department, came over and said, let's just change the head of the meter. And we went from pushing 27 gallons a minute to, hey, we're only pushing 5 gallons a minute, which is what it historically was. So maybe it is a meter issue. And then they tried a different meter, and that also gave us a reading of 5 gallons a minute. And you can actually see this if you look at the actual meter readings that you guys provided me. Okay? You can see that we have a normal usage in February, March, April, May. April they didn't do a reading, but May they did a reading for April and May. And then in June, we go negative 3 million gallons. Well, that's because there was a new meter installed, okay, that had it started from a different 0 point. And we don't know that it actually started from zero. It was one that they had in the shop down there. So we don't actually have the number that we started with for that end of June reading. We have a number at the end of June for 681. Okay? And then in July, we go up to 420,000, and then you see in August, we drop back down to another low number as we put in this final meter that was calibrated and tested by the meter supplier. Secondarily, through this process, we had Jesse over multiple times. We had a company, an organization called Rural Water Associates, all going around in desperate search a leak, because the meter was telling us that we had a leak, and nobody was able to identify the leak anywhere. Jesse spent probably 6 hours one day with his leak listening device walking the water lines the entire front of the park and never found anything. And so we were all a little bit baffled, and knowing that we were going to spend $20,000 to $30,000 to just randomly start digging the water lines, we wanted to get to a place where we said, we do have a problem before we invested in that. And we were having a hard time getting it. The pandemic, COVID, master meter being very slow to respond, we had a hard time getting rural water there, kind of all those different challenges you can kind of see from the timeline that I gave you, but it took a long time to get to that place between April 1 and July 29th when we said, okay, now we're confident that the meter in there is working and there's definitely a problem. But I think that at that moment we were diligent. If we had had that level of confidence on April 1, theoretically, by April 17th, if you took the same timeline, we would have had this problem resolved. But there was never that confidence. And it's further corroborated by the fact that the town actually sent me water bills, and you'll see them in here, copies of actual water bills for the months of March through June 30th, which we have paid, that were estimated, because nobody was ever confident that the billing, that the consumption amounts that the meter was projecting were accurate. So I gave you bills for February, and then there's a bill from February to June 1st, and then there's a bill from June 1st to June 30th. So through June 30th, I was getting from the town, don't pay a big bill, we're not sure yet. We're going to give you an estimated bill. So on June 30th was the last one we got, and then obviously by the end of that month, Jesse got the new meter installed, and then we were confident. So all the way through this process, we weren't dragging our feet. We were going based on the information we were getting, which was just we're not really that sure. And once we were absolutely sure, I think we acted expeditiously. Now, I got water bills through June 30th, which are all paid, And then on July 29th, I got a bill for $12,000. That was estimated based on some meter readings. But again, even those are a little bit fuzzy.
Can I just interrupt if I may? Because that contradicts what I was told. I need clarification. So we have received payment in some fashion.
You have the bills in front of you.
I have a bill, but I don't know if it's paid. It doesn't say that.
Well, I can get you copies with the council checks.
Let me ask.
Whatever.
Have these bills been paid?
No, the $12,000.
No. The estimated bills were paid?
Yes, that's in the write-up that you have for me.
Okay.
I explained all that.
And my estimated was based on previous usage of last year?
Yes.
Okay. Historical consumption.
Okay, so the bill I'm looking at now for $12,000 is for what the town position is, the amount of water that actually went through the meter at the time.
Minus the amount of bills that Greg has already paid.
All right. So,
but again, that's estimated also.
Right. So, I just want to start with a starting point.
Okay.
So, based on these numbers, since you took ownership of the park through July, the amount of gallons that have gone into the park is 3,358,354 gallons.
Is that true?
That is or is not? Is that true?
Pardon me?
Is that true? Is that accurate reading?
Whatever the readings
That's
are right. from those two meters that we put in there, the one group of meters that Greg's speaking of, we never recorded any of it. Because of the fact we know that it wasn't correct.
So it could be higher than the bill for
6,000. It was billed.
Could we address the fleet?
He still was billed. An estimated bill for that month.
So, I just want to look at your answers. So, is it accurate to say that this over $3.3 million is probably higher because we didn't meter at some point in time some water going into that park? Is that accurate?
That it's higher than that?
It could be higher than that because you said there were times when we weren't metering.
No, that's not true. There was a meter on there at all times.
But
the issue is one of the meters that went on there was and didn't start at zero. There was a meter that they had in the shop. I don't think anybody took a beginning reading on that.
Sure.
So they put it on there, and then I got billed from zero to 681,000 gallons.
But there was the meter that we put on there that read 4 gallons a minute. That like we agree to that. That meter never got anything taken off it and turned in. Anything that he's paid is totally estimated. That water wasn't even included in it. In this total bill right now, that water's not included. The only thing that's included in this bill right now is what was on that Badger meter that we know was working properly, that was originally in that building, and the new meter that we put in. Then we took it out and we sent it and had it tested to make sure it was 100%. Then we brought that back and put it back in there, and that's the only meter that's been put back in since.
Your meter readings defy that logic. So you had an original meter.
That's what
we did. You had the original meter that at the time that you finished it at the end of May said we had 4,500,000 gallons historically that had gone through it. Then there's a meter reading of 681, which you're billing me for that 681. So that's another meter that you're assuming started from zero. That put 681 and then in July went to 1.1 million. And then there's another meter.
Regarding that characterization, I'm going to defer to our water superintendent to the work. Is that accurate?
The meters that we went by that I gave leaning in, the meter reading off from the original meter that was in there, went before this letter was written to Greg as to what we had found for usage, is the meter reading off the Badger recorder head that was in there originally, and the new meter that we put in there that we had tested and is 100%. Those are the only two readings that I gave in the end.
But I have bills from...
I don't know where those other meter readings, those numbers come from. I know what I gave in the end, and that was it. And I know that she took them readings And then she took whatever she had already charged Greg and subtracted money from that, from her estimated. You know, those numbers may be coming from the what they charged during the estimated billing period. I can't tell you that. I'm not the guy that bills it. I know what meters were in there. And I know that the ones that we put in there that were retrofit heads, we never gave any readings off them because of the fact that they weren't accurate. We couldn't prove that they were accurate.
The invoice had a copy of the meter, and it's specific, the one that Jesse's referring to, and it specifically said references four different sets of readings, and they go down. So we started with 4 million, then we went down to 681,000, then we went up to 101,000, and then we went down to 200,000 again. So there's three different sets of meter readings, and he's saying he only gave you readings for two different meters. So we have meter readings from three sets of meters that I'm getting billed for, and only 2 meters that he's saying he actually accounted for. Calculations are. And that's, again, it's not based on me saying so, it's based on the data that you provided and the bills that you provided.
Doesn't the letter explain that, the way it was done?
They attempt to, but it's not a straight, it's not linear.
So you and I have talked from last today, Jesse and I have talked numerous times. I've spoken with representatives from the water community. I did look at the historical usage going back prior to your ownership. And, you know, I see a number of, so this is August of last year, it was 57,940. I'm gonna round them off. 6,600, September, 7,500, October, 5,600 for November, let's say 8,000 for December. And then January of 2021, it went up to 114,000. And then we saw 134,000, then 157,000. And the March was over 800,000. I don't know if we have a reading for April, and then May was 1.4 million for the month.
Well, that's a combined April and May.
Oh, that's right.
That's a combined. So I estimated in the 700, I split it in 2. That's where the 708,000 comes from. But that's the other thing that defies any logic. If you look at these readings,
so can I finish? Go ahead.
Yep.
So to me, that indicates that there started to be a problem, and then it got more charged.
Well, actually, got better.
What's that?
It got better. I mean, that's the bizarre part about this is if you look at March, we went to 839,000 gallons. In July, based on your reading, we went to 420,000. So the hole theoretically got smaller.
Yeah,
but it's defined a lot too.
It's based on what, you know, the data that we have from today.
You've got different figures than I did. We're at 39,000 for the month. What's this month?
No, sir, not this month. You didn't say that.
Well, you did just 39,000 for what?
You're looking at the daily usages, or the
daily
usages.
Okay.
I don't
know.
We know. So I have the readout for every day this month, and we know that we started at about 37,800 on the second. Pretty much stayed steady for 4 or 5 days. Got to 63,600 on August 7th, stayed about 60,000 for about 5 days. August 17th, you went from $50,300 down to 2,100 gallons.
Yes.
And that was because of the leak.
That's because of the leak.
So obviously there was a leak.
Yes, there was.
And so therefore, without other indicators, I have to believe the meter reads that our water superintendent took along the way because, you know, one, they were sent out and calibration was verified by Master. Am I accurate on that?
Like I said, the 2 meters that I used that I gave to Leanne for billing purposes were accurate readings.
Okay.
The other meters that we had in there, I never gave her any readings off, so I don't know where those
There's no integrity.
I don't know where those numbers came from.
In July. There's zero integrity for the numbers you made here in July. That's been my... So two pieces. One, I would have done this a long time ago if there was any confidence that there was actually an issue and confidence
did
that our meters were working properly.
Did you think there was an issue?
Sir?
Did you think there was an issue when you first saw these high numbers?
in the very beginning.
And what did you say, Mr. Gates?
I said that I felt that there was a leak. You could hear the water roaring through the pipe. You could hear it. And I offered to look, you know, to take our listeners, even though it's not something that, you know, we're obligated to do for on private property. But, you show me where your lines are, and I'll listen and see what I can find. And I couldn't find anything. Now, when that thing let go of big time in March, now knowing what it is, I'll bet any amount of money that it thawed. I'll bet any amount of money that line was just barely running out through there until such time that ground thawed out. When it did, it just all heck broke loose. And that's when you really noticed it. It was going up slowly. If you look, it was going up slowly since last June. It was starting to go up. I think that peak was going on then, but it wasn't something that was so noticeable that Howard was going to get after. Because he was real meticulous. He kept notes right beside his meter in there every day how much water he used. And he was the type of guy that if he used a thimble full more than he thought he should, he was on the phone wanting to know what was going on and if he could help him out with it.
All right. So the town's position is that our meter reviews are accurate. So what are you looking for from
that? But I don't know how you claim that. Even Jesse said, I didn't supply you any readings for May, June, and July because I had another meter out there, and yet you're saying we're content, we're claiming that they're accurate. He's saying he didn't supply them to you.
He just said that his...
He said he didn't give us when the other meters are on. He didn't give her any readings. He doesn't know
anything. I don't care about the monthly reading. I care about the total reading. He said that's accurate.
How can that be? We have three different meters out there during the first...
I've got the old meter that used to be in there, and I've saved that. And of course, the new meter in there is what we're going by. So, I mean, that's all I have to go by.
So I'm confident that February and March are probably accurate. I'm confident that July is probably accurate, or August is accurate, because on July 29th, they got the confirmation from Master Meter that we had accuracy. It's that period in between that even he's saying we didn't give readings. And then we have three different sets of meter readings. I don't care how you look at this. There's no way you go from 4 million gallons on this to dropping to 681,000 without there being a different meter set, and then again it drops down to 200,000. That's 3 meters based on your data.
I didn't document when we put that Badger meter back in there, but we put the Badger back in there to send that new master meter out to get it tested.
And then you replace
the meter. That's why there was more meter than more reading on that meter, because I knew it was accurate, and it was showing me the 25 gallons a minute. 25 gallons a minute equates to 36,000 gallons a day.
Yep.
Times 30 days. It's 100,000 gallons a day.
But there's a large portion of the time between June and July where we were getting readings 5 gallons a minute. Well, because there was another meter in there. And then he ended up replacing the basement and the head all together, whole new system all the way through, because even he wasn't confident.
But you know that 5 gallons a minute wasn't accurate.
We know it now.
If you want to go back and look at it and say, you could technically say that every day there was a minimum of 36,000 gallons a day going through that meter. Minimum. Every single day. Whether it was recorded or not, at 25 gallons a minute, there was a minimum of 36,000 gallons a day.
So my argument is both with the integrity of the data and the fact that we would have acted much sooner if we weren't being given assurances from the town, Jesse, and the building that we were getting, that nobody believed that there was integrity in that data. And instead of having this thing be a four-month problem, it would have been a 15- or 20-day problem like it was with your confidence.
So if you know there's 36,000 gallons a day going through there, that's over a million gallons a month.
Yes.
So that's a pretty big number. So what are you asking for from the town? I haven't heard of it.
Well, I'm asking for throwing out basically the data that we have and using more historical data based on May, June, and July, because we don't have any integrity in any of that data. There's three different sets of meters. There's no zero out on the different meters that were implemented. We have no starting. So normally a meter, if you look at March, February, March, you have an old meter reading from February 1, new meter reading from February 30, fill in all amounts in between. Okay? We have that in February, we have that March. Starting April 1, we have a different meter on there. We don't know what the number was. It's one out of the shop. We don't know where it started. That stayed on through June. Then there was another meter put on. And then there was a new meter that started at zero that was put on July 29th. So all that data in between, we don't know where we started. Therefore, whatever we ended at doesn't tell us anything. And the whole time, I'm being told by the town, and I'm not just being told, I'm being billed by the town, and I paid those bills, saying, it's only this much, there's definitely a problem, there's something wrong. And so we didn't dance.
Is that an accurate statement? I mean, the town offered to bill you an estimated amount while we continued to work to try to satisfy your understanding whether the meters were accurate or not.
Correct.
So to now state that we billed that thinking, admitting that it was wrong, that doesn't sound like an accurate statement.
Well, we were told that we were not confident and not to pay any. So at one point I got a bill for March, and I was told not to pay. We were confident that it was accurate. And then it dragged in
April. We told you not to pay a bill.
What's that?
We told you not to pay a bill.
There's a $10,000 bill or a $3,000 bill for the month of March that was supplemented and replaced by the bills that are here. I was told, don't pay that one, we're going to send you a different bill.
So you said that again. Who told you not to pay the bill?
I don't remember whoever sent the replacement.
You said it?
I did, because Leanne and I talked about it. And historically, when you've got a situation like that, we wait to make sure that the town is not at fault with anything here. So we give them an estimated bill, because we know it's at least that much. And then we go out and we go in and we see what's the matter. If it is something that's on our end, we can take care of it. If it's not, now it's something that the board has to decide what to do with. And that's the case today.
And we had an additional convoluted room. We put one meter on there and said, nope, you're using a historically normal amount, 5 gallons a minute. And then we said, no, we're up for a different meter. One of them was the analog meter, and then there was a digital meter installed. And that again said, you're using 5 gallons a minute. And then there was another meter, and it went back to where we were in March. And I said to Jesse, that time I said to Jesse, do I start digging? I don't feel like there's any integrity in the readings we're getting. We've got 3 months of 5 gallons a minute, 3 months of whatever, of 27 gallons a minute. What do I do? And he said, well, let's just do a little homework here and see if we can figure something out. Once he got the estimator in there and was confident, we acted immediately. And like I said, that would happen back in April if there was any confidence.
We brought an estimator in, and it took him a while to get here, and we asked them to evaluate the calibration on the original meter that was in there, and everything was calibrated correctly, and it was working the way it was supposed to, the original meter. The other two meters that we tried to use in there were not for that setting. Those were for 5/8 3/4 meters. They did not run the same gear ratio as the gear ratios in an inch and a half meter. So those, we took them out. Then we had a brand new meter on the shelf, sitting at the shop, that we took down and we put in. Greg saw the date on it, 2016, and asked me a question. How do I know that this is accurate? It's from 2016, this is 2021. And our representative from Ferguson, correct me if I'm wrong, said, oh, there's a way to test that and make sure. So we left it in for 11,000 gallons or 110,000 went through it, whatever it was. We took it out again. We put the old meter back in that we knew was correct all along. And we left it in there until such time we got the new meter back and we put it in. So I gave Leanne that meter reading, the meter reading from the original meter, only the original meters, the only other meter reading that I ever gave Leanne, and that's where the bills were generated. So where these numbers come from those other months, I can't tell you. It didn't come from any meter readings. The only meter readings that I know what it was billed for was that.
Three different meter readings from inch and a half, and then there was two other meters in there that weren't sized properly that we didn't take readings from. Is that correct?
We didn't take any readings from.
We didn't take any readings from. So you have three different meter readings from the original meter, the replacement meter, the original meter again. That's what I got. And that's what has been recorded with nothing else being recorded.
But your readings defy that.
So we have a home meeting to get to this evening. I understand where your position is. I need to understand that, Jesse, you're You're confident in the numbers that you provided to the town board? Are you confident those
the numbers that I provided to the clerk's office are the best of my ability?
Okay. So we're looking at over 3.3 million gallons of water that have to be paid for. Is that the competition on?
If that's what those, I don't have, if that's what those meters add up to.
I can tell you that that's what they add. Now, we paid an estimated amount, I'm not sure you have paid an estimated amount, and is that deducted from the $12,391, or that's after we back out payments already received? Does anybody know?
All of my figures are based on the total usage, the total charge, minus what he's already paid.
Okay, so then basically there's a bill for $12,391.85 that we're discussing tonight. Mm-hmm. All right. So.
And we didn't charge him for the new meter that's in there.
We did or did not?
No.
How much was that?
$800.
Right.
So 805 is what we charge for the inch and a half meter.
So there are the facts that we have determined. What would the board like to do with it?
But we didn't bill you for the meter, so.
Well, so you haven't answered my question. What are you looking for from the town board?
I'm saying, based on what Jesse has told the town board tonight, mm-hmm. and based on the empirical data of the way these meter readings are, that we have no useful information for
what we should
and therefore I would like to not be billed for those months because there's no integrity.
So you want the town, so what I'm hearing is you want the town to forgive $12,391.
No, that's not what I said.
And plus the
$8,000. That's absolutely not what I said.
You said the four bucks.
No, I said that there's integrity in the data for February and March. That there's no integrity in the data, and Jesse confirmed it tonight saying he didn't supply these numbers for April, May, and June. And then we have integrity again from July 29th to current.
So again, I'm going to ask it.
So I'm asking you not billing for the debt, for the usage that you came
out
of.
What is that amount? Because you have detailed information.
I didn't add up the April, May, and June amounts. April, May, and June, so April and May were billed together. That's 1.4, and then June again we go to negative because there was a new meter put in there, and we dropped. So you can't drop from 4 million that's gone through the meter down to 600,000 that's gone through the meter down to 200,000 that's gone through the meter without saying there's an issue with that. These things don't fit backwards, and those are the numbers that you're going to be mixed up. You're at 4 million gallons, 4.5 million gallons through the meter. The next month you bill me with 681,000 going through the meter, which means it went backwards by 3.9 million gallons.
I understand your position, and I've asked three times.
I answered.
No, I need to know specifically what action are you looking
for.
Can
I see my phone for the
And the part two of that question is, so if it's the board's position, and I believe it is, that the numbers are accurate provided by the water superintendent, you're asking that the water district users pay for that cost.
But
that
the water superintendent said he didn't supply these
numbers.
Okay. It sounds like there's a disagreement between the two of you.
I have no idea there's a disagreement with us.
So 1.4717714.
Can I interject for just one moment?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't make up any of the numbers. I don't have that data right here in front of me because I thought I'd grab the whole packet. But those bills that we did for April and May, the numbers came from those meters. It's just we had to lump them together, the total readings, because they had taken the meters out, they put the meters back, and because it was back and forth, when we hadn't read the meter at the end of April to send him an April bill, we waited until May. And so at the end of May, when that meter was back in, that's where that reading came from. It came from that original meter, but we didn't get that reading until May because the meters came out, the meters went back while he was trying to figure out what the problem was. So those readings that you have, and I'm happy to explain it all to you. I wish you would come in because I sat down with that sheet of paper and thought that I had explained it out very well. So I apologize if it was not very clear. But I'm happy to sit and explain it all to you and sit with you and show you all the numbers of how we calculated the whole thing.
Okay, so if the facts are that the only building we provided to you are from the meters of Jesse's data, regardless of how you feel about the data, if we validate that information, are you comfortable paying that? What's that? Or do you feel you're responsible and be willing to pay that?
If you can validate it.
Well, Jesse has meter readings of 2 meters. The only meters he's using.
But how many meters? There's 3 sets of meter readings on your
graph. I asked if the data that is provided by the superintendent is only from meters that you agree are accurate meters, if that information is provided to you and you believe it to be accurate, do you believe you're responsible for that? Do you want to say that?
No.
Well, then I'm really confused.
Because I've said from the beginning that the big thing is we responded in a very timely manner when we were confident that there was a leak.
Do you believe
that? And there's no point early on that anybody was confident that there was a leak there. And even Jesse hesitated and said something doesn't seem right here. And spent hours trying to go through and validate that there was something going on there. And got nowhere. We had Rural Water Associates come in there and don't know where. Then we put meters on there, the gates conflicting that, and said maybe we don't have a problem. So again, some of the timing of this, and there's been an argument from the very beginning, we dealt with this thing within 17 days when we were confident that there was a problem. That would have happened back in April if none of this water would have been consumed, if there was any confidence. If I'm new, and I buy this park, and I go to the water park, and I don't know, let's check it. And we check it, and it doesn't validate. And we check it again, and it doesn't validate. And then we check it a third time, and go, oh, we were right all along.
Who asked the question? Is it possible that the equipment could be at failure? You did.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's my responsibility to make sure that that equipment is not at failure.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, sometimes that takes a period of time to do.
Correct.
And in the meantime, there's 36,000 gallons of water a day that goes through that meter, whether the meter's accurate or it's not accurate, it's going through there at 36,000 gallons. Whether there's a meter in there or not, it's going through there at 36,000 gallons a day. So, you know, we do the best we can. We do it as quick as we can. Unfortunately, things take time, and it takes a lot of time sometimes. We looked, and we couldn't find anything. We don't have the same means to find water leaks, unfortunately, as the crew that Greg hired to come in there found it in a matter of no time.
Jesse, who's responsible for the infrastructure after the meter?
Pardon me?
Who was responsible for the infrastructure, the water system after the meter?
The landowner.
Okay, thank you. All right, we've spent nearly an hour on this. Is there any comments from the board?
My only comment is if in fact we only know for readings off of the meters that Jesse validated to be reading 100% accurate, then I believe the resident's responsible for that water. Well, somebody has to pay for that water, and it can't be other people in the district. It sounds like if what you're saying is accurate, you ended up with a lot more water delivered to your property that we hadn't even known before, because we don't have any ability to accurately pay. There were 2 other meters in this mix. We were thinking,
we have monthly consumption that are consistent. So there's no gap in there where there's nothing being built. If you look at the corner,
I think the court just explained how she tried to best spread that building across based on the data that the superintendent provided. So anyway, that's my only other. I won't look into the data of the answer. That's my position as a board member. If we hadn't filled it for a lot of water, then that's on us, I guess, because we didn't have good meters. But for the meters that we've determined to be accurate and we delivered the water, then that's the responsibility of the property.
What's our policy on the meter? This is news to me that we just provided a $800 meter. Do we normally do that for free?
No, but in this case, because I had a brand new meter sitting there, and I knew if I put it in there, I would be able to tell whether yes or no, as far as accuracy goes, for the meter before that was in there. And when that meter read the same as the Badger that was in there, You know, there was no doubt in my mind anymore.
Did I request the meter?
No, 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 no. You didn't request it. I put it in it. I've got the old meter. I put it back in. It works.
That's what my question would be. That would be my question. The old meter, what is it? It's back on the shelf.
That's fine. I still haven't saved another application.
I saved it
for a rainy day.
Okay.
Yep.
Then it's just a matter of swapping out one meter that you had on the shelf, the one that was there. Okay, got it.
So is it temporarily there or is there the new meter? Is it temporarily there or is it there?
Yeah, that's up to the board.
Well,
I got to be honest. I don't know what we had it for. It was sitting on the shelf, and I can't tell you what it was there for.
I think I know it was on the board. I thought it was a part of a discussion where we wanted to get an extra one. It had to be years old.
So, 116.
So what I'm hearing is the
Was
bill is as billed. Or
with the understanding that if you need clarification in today, you can reach out to the John Clark.
Alright, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, do you can provide me start and end readings for the meters?
No, that's not what I said. I said that I'm not willing to change the bill.
I said I would accept it if you can provide me start and ends.
No, that's not negotiated. We already had a negotiation back and forth. It sounds like the board is in favor of not changing the bill. Is that accurate?
The bill is accurately billed for meters, yeah.
Okay.
Which she's saying she can prove that. So I'm saying if you can prove that that's accurate, then I'm agree, I would agree to
why that. Why would we bill you something that wasn't accurate?
I don't want to take any more time, but I think if somebody who understands basic principles of math and looks at these meter readings that you provided me, looks at them, it showed me, actually, if you were to look at them, that you owe me money. Because right now you start at 4.5 million gallons and you end at 200,000. Obviously, that's not true. I'm not fighting that it is. I've never even brought it up until just now. I'm just saying that the numbers don't bear out. Well, Nan's saying she can prove them, but I'm saying that there's three sets of meters readings where we go backwards. Based on your bills to me.
Okay.
So, are you going to prove them to me? Is that where we stand?
It's crystal clear to me that you have a bill.
If you want to come into my office tomorrow, I'm happy to sit down with you and show you how I calculated everything. I'm happy to do that.
Okay. And if in doing that she finds that there's an inaccuracy, you guys will revisit it?
That'll be up to the board.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. All right, item 5 on the agenda, I have listed as New York State Historic Marker Grant. The local historian for the town has offered to apply for a grant program at no charge to the town that will provide for New York State Historical Markers. And this is done through the Pomeroy Foundation, which I believe we have the historian with us here that could add to it. But I believe since the program has been up and running, over 700 markers in 58 New York State counties have been purchased through this program. And while there's several years out on recommendations for markers, I will say I fully support the first year recommendation. And I'm okay, the board is okay in having the historian make the grant application on behalf of the town.
Absolutely. I have a couple. Ms. Martin, is there an actual application?
Yes.
Okay, so the application has to be signed, I presume, by the supervisor because it's the local municipality that is applying for the grant.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen the application, so I don't know. I'm applying. It's a non-for-profit, and the first step is to send them a letter of intention. And then get the application, and I'll do everything with Lisa to double check everything. Todd's assistant has signed, you know, to make sure that he signs it. I won't be signing it.
Well, that's why I want to make sure, usually with these grant applications, they have a form letter of intent, they have a form application, fill it out, but the supervisor's office would need to. So the reason I'm asking is that any if you're to make a resolution to have the story apply on behalf of the town, it'll need to include that you're able to sign.
Well, I can sign if I technically don't apply and we need authorization to do it.
With all the grants we do, like with the engineers and whatnot, we always get authorization.
Yeah, but just because of charges. You're not charging, sorry.
No, and I, as a historian, there's only certain people that can apply for these. I'm applying as the historian for the grants. The main sign-off is for the people who own the property. So that's really the only thing, is the private owner of the private property, because it's a letter that if we get the sign, they can put it on there. And I haven't seen the application, but I'll give you a copy as soon as I get it.
So,
you reached out to different property owners within the town to have these signs placed on their property?
Well, I didn't want to take any action until I got approval from the board. It's a big step,
yeah.
And it's a big undertaking. The reason why I picked the hamlets first is because those are the number one questions I get when people are researching down history. Where's Clark's Corners? Where's Reynolds Corners?
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're the easiest to identify because they're on the map.
Right.
So if you guys say, okay, I'm going to start making sure I talk to the homeowner, see if that's okay, fill out the letter of intent. If the association says it's okay, then we fill out the application. And I then need to get all the information that they require. So it's a process. You know, I may be taking on too much the first year. I'm new at this.
Yeah.
So I definitely keep the supervisor's office in the loop. I also might, after you guys approve it, modify the Historical Society, maybe the Planning Board, because they may have ideas I don't know. But the deadline is in a couple of weeks for round one.
Right.
And they're basic, you know, the town, we're here, and the four hamlets.
Do you have a resolution?
Yeah, do we have a resolution to authorize the supervisor to sign an application for receiving funding? Actually, it's not funding, it's actually the material, right?
Yes.
Materials from the New York State Historic Marker Grant Program for five locations as provided for year one by the town historian historic markers improvement plan.
Five or less, because that would be all the, you know. Those first markers. The letter, they have to approve the five letters.
Yeah.
You might not have five applications, so might not in the end be approved for five.
All right. So,
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that going to work?
For me?
Thank you for the work.
Oh, thank you. It's been a lot of fun, and I think it'll help people when they're researching and seeing how cool our town is.
Okay, item six on the agenda. I listed as Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5. And this is for, in relation to the National Grid easement, which we just secured yesterday. I signed off on it, which is very good news. It was the last one we needed for the sewer project. But one of the requirements on the part of National Grid for them to sign off is that we secure owners and contractors protective liability policy declarations for the duration of the project. And this is offered through NYMIR, which is the Municipal Insurance Reciprocal Program. And they're looking for $1 million per occurrence limit and $2 million per general aggregate limit. And that premium would cost $193.60. So I need authorization to execute it or
purchase it. Yes. to purchase it and then sign any necessary documents.
So the board's okay with that?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Favor?
What's the duration of the contract, is it?
It's straight on. It says 12:01 a.m. on May 1st, 2022. Oh, the contract?
Well, so the policy period. No, so the policy period. The insurance is for the duration of the project. Is it the installation of the project? Or does
I think it's for where they're working.
When they're working.
Okay. Which they should be all done before May.
Oh, I think
the contract goes through December of 2022. Yes, so here on the project, and the contract goes along with that.
Okay.
Do we take a roll call?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 7, the supervisor items. Just a couple items. First one is very pleased to report we've got a sales tax report in check for the month of August. And countywide, sales tax receipts are up 21.61%. Here in the town of Moreau, our share is up 20.49%. And so we received $263,795, which brings our year-to-date total of $1,894,943. So much better than where we were last year. Just want to announce that Saratoga County Office for the Aging is having the annual senior picnic. Typically, it has been a picnic at the fairgrounds. Last year, as a result of COVID-19, it was operated as a drive-through, and over an abundance of caution, they're going to do the drive-through again this year instead of in person, because we did think it would be a good idea to have 600 seniors collected in one site location. So that's going to take place on Thursday, September 9th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Saratoga County Bar Fairgrounds. It'll be a car hop style event. And use gate 1 for entrance and gate 6 for exit. And anybody who, any senior who wants more information, the number to call is 518-8441. The official census numbers are out. Town of Moreau saw a 10% increase in population, so which means our weighted vote has now grown in the county. And previously, from the 2010 census, it was 14,728. For the 2020 census, it's now 16,202. And I can tell you, I just saw the business review that the town of Moreau is in the top 20 fastest growing towns and villages. Much safer. So, lots of going on there. I got notification from New York State Division of Budget regarding our ARPA coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds, and that we recall that's been adjusted in a good way. It's going up $4,931.51. Which means our total share will now be $1,212,816.86. And if you recall, we only have it this year, not next year. And we've already received half of it this year. I do have one item for action, survivors. So I received an email from Molly White. In relation to several items on Nolan Road, mostly safety. I did reach out to the county sheriff regarding extra patrols in that area. But as part of her request, she was also looking for speed limit reduction. I had sent an email to the highway superintendent for recommendation on that. I did not hear back. Obviously, the town board has the ultimate decision whether we want to make the ask. And I don't know what the speed limit is over there right now.
I thought it was 30 miles an hour.
30? So I need
if it is higher than 30, then the resolution will to ask the clerk to. So, other resolution that states that should the speed, current speed limit posting on Nolan Road be 45 miles per hour, greater than 30 miles per hour, we, the town, is authorized to make a request to lower the speed limit posting.
230.
230.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. I received a notice from the sheriff, regarding the impaired driving high visibility engagement campaign. Basically, stop the WI that starts, has already started August 20th and runs through September 6th. And this is part of the statewide stop the WI campaign, and it will end Labor Day. Labor Day, yeah, not Labor Day. So I'll make everybody aware of that. And the last item I have under supervisor's items, I received a report from the beach when we were still operating in relation to a young girl that went under. And the report was documented by Caleb Terry, who is the senior lifeguard there. And he indicated that Austin Peltier saw what was happening from the chair, hopped in, we saw the young girl go underwater, and pulled her up above the water, and everything was fine. So kudos to our electric staff, in particular, Austin Peltier. So, supervisor committee reports.
No, sir.
Okay. Executive session.
You need an executive session?
Me?
Yeah.
Not
me.
Who?
You
said
earlier.
You said earlier you wanted an executive session.
Was that tonight or was that on Thursday?
That was going to be Thursday.
I don't need one. You said you needed one, but perhaps it was for Thursday.
Yeah, it was for Thursday. Yeah, I'm okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Try to move.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need an executive session?
No. I need my headaches in, probably. But, approximately 170 days. It's how long this has been going on, that week and this week, and, you know, this work, does that work, does something else work? But at 25 gallons a minute, that equates to over 6 million gallons of water that went through. It went through that system, 6 million gallons, and we're not building anywhere near that. I'm sure that that's not what the numbers are going to reflect.
Appreciate your input on that. I certainly appreciate all the time you invested in trying to solve the issue. Good. All right. Motion to adjourn.
I'd like to.
You all in favor?
That's okay.